One of the scribes approached. When he heard them debating and saw that Jesus answered them well, he asked him, "Which command is the most important of all?" "This is the most important," Jesus answered. "Listen, Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, with all your mind and with all your strength. And the second is, love your neighbour as yourself. There is no other command greater than these." Then the scribe said to him, "You are right, teacher. You have correctly said that he is one, and there is no one else except him. And to love him with all your heart, and with all your understanding, and with all your strength, and to love your neighbour as yourself is far more important than all the burnt offerings and sacrifices." When Jesus saw that he answered intelligently, he said to him, "You are not far from the kingdom of God." And no one dared to question him any longer.
You know, when I was younger, I learned the hand jive to love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your strength and all your mind, and love all of the world as you would love yourself.
That's
good. Yeah? It's amazing, you know, like whenever you learn scripture in all sorts of ways and it stays in your heart. Yeah. You know, tonight is a really special night in the life of Marcia, who was baptised. And it's a privilege to be able to preach at such an event and share something that's special about what it means to be a Christian, and hopefully enable all of us to continue in our journey of faith. Or maybe for some it might be the starting point of a new adventure in faith. And I thought I would just give you a sort of a quick recap of where we're up to. So I'm assuming that you don't know anything about the Bible, okay? So if you don't know anything about the Bible, and even if you do, let me give you a little lesson in where we are in this part of the story. The Bible is made up of two parts, the Old and the New Testament. The Old Testament tells of the story of how God works in people's lives before the time of Jesus. God's story is about an interaction of how God chose a people, a nation, to be an example to others. And sadly, they failed because often they forgot to put God first. It's love God, love your neighbour. When we come to the New Testament, it's about the unfolding of the Jesus story and how people respond to who he was. Now, I'm being very simplistic here, but it's okay. Mark, who's the person who's wrote this gospel, he shows us Jesus, and many people think that he received his understanding from Peter. So in a way, he's telling Peter's story of Jesus, and Peter was one of Jesus' closest friends. And at this stage, in chapter 12, Jesus had been going around various areas, sharing stories, doing miracles, and teaching his friends and those that could hear about his father. At the start of chapter 12, because we're in chapter 12, and you probably heard this a couple of weeks ago if you come here, we had the story of the tenants of the vineyard. This was a group of people who worked in a vineyard and decided to cheat the owner. The owner sent servants to get what was owed them, and the tenants beat them and killed them. Eventually, he sent his son, and they killed him too. Which reflects very much the Jesus story and the story of the Old and the New Testament. And Jesus said in that story that the owner would come and destroy the tenants and give the vineyard to others who would look after it well. Yeah? Does that make sense? And so the leaders, they start to ask questions about taxis, not the minibus type taxis that gets you from A to B, But the taxes that you have to pay to governments and alike. And they asked about the future and about the past. And one of the leaders was really impressed with how Jesus was answering them. So he asked another question, which is where we are now. He was asking the firstborn of God, what is the first and most important of the laws given by that God? And Jesus' response was to love God with everything that we are and have. And he then said, the second, the next, was to love your neighbour as yourself. In another gospel, the Gospel of Luke, when a similar event was recorded, it continued with Jesus telling the parable of the Good Samaritan. And a parable, as most of you know, or if you don't know, is a story, an earthly story with a heavenly meaning. In the parable of the Good Samaritan, we see the most unlikeliest of characters being the person who is seen to help. Samaritans were seen as people not to be trusted, and Jews were told to have nothing to do with them. In Glasgow, where I come from, we have a saying that the best thing about Edinburgh is the train to Glasgow. Okay? Do you know, you here in this place will have your own Samaritan. The laws were there to help the Jews remember who they were, and if they truly followed them, they would be close to God. And it's about like me being able to say, love the Lord your God with all, you know, and sing the song. And it's about learning them and keeping them in our hearts. But you know, as is the way, the Jewish religious leaders had added all sorts of rules to make the laws even harder to keep. And Jesus was saying, it's about keeping the spirit of the law that's important. Not the alcoholic spirit, but the spirit of the law. You can say all the right things, but if your actions don't match them, it's a waste of time. If we say we love God, but don't follow it through in what we say and do, then we're lying to ourselves and we're lying to God. Following Jesus is not hard, but it does mean a change in life and a change of priorities. If you've made bad choices in the past, you can change and from today make a decision to follow or to choose the right way. Now, sometimes we make a mistake, but we can say sorry and then move on because God doesn't always, he doesn't hold things against us. I'm getting on now with my life, but my life, my own personal life, wasn't always easy. I was married to an alcoholic who used to spend all my money in drink and gambling, and then when there was nothing left, I could end up getting beaten up. I was only young and thought I had to stay in that marriage because I'd chosen to get married. And I did love him, which is why I got married. But I realised that he didn't all love me. And after about 5 years, I left. I'd been to church as a young person and knew about Jesus. So I set about visiting churches, looking for God. Eventually finding a church where I learned about a God who loved me and didn't judge me. People judged me, but God didn't judge me. Apart from he said I was a sinner and I had to change and become a Christian and follow Jesus. As I say, other people did, and they tried to force me to return to a drunken, abusive man. I didn't. And God had a plan for my life, which has taken me on an amazing adventure. You know, we said God has a plan for you, to prosper you, to do good to you. And that's true. Some people in church said I couldn't do anything. They said, because I wouldn't go back to my husband, you know what? God loved me. And God showed me that everyone is special and can be used to let people know what he is like. And I was the first person, I believe, who was divorced to work with BMS World Mission. And when I couldn't return to the Congo, my minister encouraged me to train as a minister. And here I am. You know, each of us has a past, but with God, it's what we do today that's important. We are not promised tomorrow, but today is what it's all about. And my question to you is, can you trust Jesus to look after you today? Because he said this is it. Today is the important day. Do you know, there's been times in my life when I didn't know where the next meal would come from. I got by. I didn't know how bills got paid, but they got paid. I had good friends, and they helped me because they saw I was trying to help myself. They knew I wasn't smoking, I wasn't drinking, so they were happy to help me. Following the commandments of love God and love your neighbour is what it's all about. If we truly love our neighbour, we can do all we can to keep them right. We don't lie. We don't steal. We don't go after another person's partner. We do what's right, and we honour God and we honour each other. Tonight, Marcia says she wants to follow this same God. She is following this God, which is why she was baptized. Some of you will wonder, what kind of person is she? She's a sinner being saved by grace. And today she's been baptized. And today she has said, I am a Christian. I am following Jesus. And I want to do that in my life. But if you're curious about why Jesus is different, have a chat to her after. Have a cup of tea. Have a chat to her. Talk to all of us. Any of us. And we'll tell you about a man who knows all about us and still loves us. He did that with another Samaritan, the Samaritan woman, who said, I've had 5 husbands. And Jesus says, does it matter? It's who you are today that's important. And she ran off and she said to the villagers, come and see a man who told me all about myself. And he still loves me and accepts me. Amazing. This is the Jesus that we serve. And when Jesus saw that this lawyer person respected what was happening, he said, you're not far from God's kingdom. Amen. But you know, it's not good enough being not far from God's kingdom. You actually have to say, I want to follow Jesus. Then you're part of God's kingdom. And that's great. So do one better than him. Choose for yourself. Come closer and see what amazing work God can do. He makes a difference. Amen. Do you know, we have an amazing God.
Amen.
Who cares for the least and the greatest of my brothers and my sisters. So if you've never been part of the kingdom before, can I say, there's a welcome for you.
Amen.
There's a welcome for you. Come and join the family.
Right.
My mummy, bless her, she's got dementia now, but you know, when I was in the Congo, she used to cry all the time. And people said to her, why don't you follow Jesus? I'll follow Jesus when my Abe, that's my dad, gets sober. My daddy got sober 20 years ago. And then about a year later, my mum says, I've joined the family.
Hallelujah.
And I had the privilege, I helped to baptise her. Do you know? And the God that's faithful to my mummy then, I'll help her while she's got dementia. And the God that's faithful to me will keep me until we see him face to face. That's the amazing God we've got. It's not always going to be easy. And we're going to have hard decisions to make. But the great thing is, we've got a God who walks beside us and says, can you trust me for today? And I can trust him for today. I don't know what tomorrow will bring, but for today, that's enough.
Hallelujah.